By might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. I want to do one more time, just one more time with hands uplifted once again. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Now, precious saints, you have just said the headline language of heaven, because in what you said is your liberty and fullness. The Holy Spirit, who is the third person of the Trinity, is about to walk into this room in a mighty way. 2 months ago, the Lord spoke to me so powerfully and said, Benny, get back to your beginnings, because in your beginning is my power. I knew exactly what he meant. Because the Holy Spirit is the reason I'm in the ministry. Tonight I want to acquaint you with him, or reacquaint you with him. Because without him, your Christian life is in great danger. Recently, a Pentecostal pastor got up in his church on a Sunday morning and said, I do not know what to do with the Holy Spirit. His father, a Pentecostal preacher who built a great church in America, his son got up and said he did not know what to do with the Holy Spirit. There's great danger today in the church because the Holy Spirit has become the unknown person in the body of Christ. Now, we must understand that the Holy Spirit, first of all, is the person of the Holy Spirit. When I discovered that the Holy Spirit is a person, I began to treat him like one. And that's what changed my life. Your Christian life will wither away and die unless you become acquainted with the Holy Ghost. Gentlemen, no talking while I'm preaching. I don't care who you are. The Holy Spirit is not an angel. He is God, the Holy Ghost. A lady said to me one day, her name was Michelle, she said, all I hear Catherine Kuhlman talk about is the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit. I said, yes, Michelle, that's why she has the power and you don't. Miss Kuhlman understood the secret to the power of God and the secret in the life of a Christian. Let me tell you something. Jesus the Master, please listen to this. Jesus the Master, as long as he was in the flesh, was not enough. The external Jesus could not change the apostles. Listen. He was there in the flesh. They saw his power. They heard him teach. He walked on water in their own sight. They saw him walk on the Sea of Galilee. They saw him raise Lazarus from the dead. Not one of them was changed still. When Jesus would speak about the cross, none of them understood what he meant. When Jesus spoke about his own resurrection, not one of them understood what he said. Why? Because the external Jesus is not enough. The external Jesus did not change one apostle. In fact, the crowd saw the Son of God, heard the Son of God, saw his miracles. Not one of them was convicted of his sin. Why? Because the Holy Ghost had not come yet. Without the Holy Spirit, the church would not have survived, not even a month. Without the Holy Ghost, the church could not have been born. That's why Jesus said in John 16, verse 17, he said, "It is better for you that I go away. Because if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come unto you. And when he is come," here's what Jesus said, "when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, of judgment." And what he meant is through you. He'll reprove the world through you. One of the saddest statements made by Peter. I think this is more shocking than him denying his Lord. Most Christians don't even pay attention to this. Denying Jesus was bad enough. You know what was worse? When Jesus died on the cross, they walked away. Peter walked away. Matthew walked away. James walked away. They all forsook him. The only one who did not was John, who stood at the foot of the cross with Mary and her sister Salome. And Mary Magdalene was there. They all walked away. And here's what they said. I think this is so sad. "Let's go fishing." "Let's go fishing" was the saddest thing they said. Because what that said is, "Ha, we thought he was the Messiah. We thought he was the one. But since he's dead, well, it was a good try. Let's just go back fishing." What he was saying is, "Let's forget all about Jesus. Let's forget all about what he said, what he did. It just was by chance, we thought maybe he was." How sad. How sad. Why? Because the Holy Ghost had not come yet. Without the Holy Spirit, they were blind, they were deaf. They did not know who the Messiah was. Even after Peter had said, "Thou art the Christ." And Jesus spoke and said, "Flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee." Even after they were with him on the Mount of Transfiguration, they would still say, "We thought he was the one." That's shocking. That's very shocking. You see, my brother, you see, my sister, Jesus used his influence. He taught them. He spent 3.5 years with them daily. Not one of them was changed. At the end, they all walked away. At the end, Peter denies him and the rest walk away. At the end, they said, "Ha, we thought he was the one." Cleopas was the son of the Lord's aunt, for goodness sake. Maybe you don't know that. Cleopas was his own cousin. And on the way to the town of Emmaus, Jesus is walking with his own cousin, and his own cousin said, "We thought he was the one." Why? It's not by might. Jesus revealed his might and nobody got it. It's not by power. They saw His power. Nobody got it. They did not even understand what He meant by the cross. Didn't even understand what He meant when He said, I would be raised the third day. Nobody got it. But when the Holy Spirit came, everything changed. Suddenly, their eyes opened. Suddenly, they understood and they remembered what He said and did. They said, we remember when He walked in the temple. We remember when He cast them. We remember, and everything came alive in their minds. Oh, the and everything suddenly was clear now. So much so that Peter stands and preaches a message, powerful message. He denied Him only days before. Days before He denied Him. Now He's preaching a message and thousands of people are stunned by it. And 3,000 say, what must we do to be saved? The convicting power was now on earth. And the convicting power is that of the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, Christianity would not have been born. Without the Holy Ghost, everything Jesus said and did would have been forgotten within 12 months. Forgotten. Look, they walked away. They walked away hours after the cross. Hours after He had died, they said, let's just go fishing and forget all about Jesus. But then the Holy Spirit came. When Jesus was raised from the dead, they did not even believe He was raised. He had to rebuke them for their unbelief. There's a statement in Matthew that was quite stunning. It says, when Jesus appeared, some doubted. You know why they doubted? Even the resurrected Christ standing in front of them, and they still doubted if their eyes really saw Him. Because without the Holy Spirit, even if Jesus appeared in the flesh, you'll still question it. The Holy Spirit is that reality. Here you've not seen Him, yet you know He's alive. How? By the Spirit, you know it. The Holy Spirit is the mightiest force in heaven and on the earth. And He is a person. Say that. Say He's a person. Say it again. Now listen. Angels are not persons. No angel is called a person because angels do not have a soul. Are they not ministering spirits, the Bible says, sent for the heirs of salvation? Angels, John, don't have a soul. Therefore, angels have no capacity to feel anything. Angels cannot love or hate. Angels have no capacity to feel love. No angel ever said to God, I love you. Jesus never once looked at Gabriel or Michael and said, I love you. Angels don't have the ability to love. Why? Because angels are not persons. God, the Holy Spirit, is a person. Therefore, God the Holy Spirit. Now, what is a person? A person is one who thinks for himself. A person is one who feels for himself. And a person is one who decides for himself. Because what is a soul? A soul is what you think, feel, and decide to do. That's your soul. So your soul is what I think, what I feel, what I want. That's your soul. Every time you say, I want to do it, that's because there's a soul in you. Every time you say, I feel like this, it's because there's a soul in there. Every time you say, I think this, it's because there's a soul in you. Your soul. Now listen, the real you is a spirit. Say, I'm a spirit. Say it again. Say, I am not a soul. I am a spirit. I have a soul. What do you have? Now say, I live in a body. I am a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. So, are you a soul? No. Are you a body? No. What are you? A spirit. Nobody can say, I'm a body. That's foolish. You're not a body. You live in one, but you're not a body. You're not a soul. You have a soul. Now, God, the Father, is a person. Therefore, God the Father is a spirit. Now here's the shocker. God the Father has a soul. It's in the Bible. Read it in the Old and New Testament. God the Father has a body. I was attacked for that years ago. I don't really care. It's in the Bible. The Father has a body, not a physical body. He is a spirit with a body. He said to Moses, no man can see my face and live. He has a face. He said, I'll let you see my back. He's got a back. I'll cover you with my hand. He's got a hand. I wrote the law with my fingers, he said. He's got a finger. He came walking in the cool of the day, not flying, walking. He's got legs. Ezekiel saw one sitting on the throne that has the appearance of a man. God has a body. And one day, Jesus said, you will see him. You will see God. Israel saw God and ate with him. In Exodus, Jesus has a soul. He said, my soul is grieved unto death, heavy unto death. Jesus, we know, is the only member of the Trinity with a physical body. He is seated today in heaven in a physical body, glorified in a physical body. In the Old Testament, he was called the angel of the Lord. It was he who came to Hagar and said, what is going on with you, Hagar? It was he who came and ate lunch with Abraham in chapter 18. The angel of the Lord is the same person we today call Jesus. He appeared as the captain of the host to Joshua. He appeared to the prophet Ezekiel as the angel of the Lord, whose face was so bright he couldn't look at him. He became flesh and dwelt among us. Today he is seated at God's right hand. How about the Holy Spirit? And this is where people get, you know, now tell me. I'm going to tell you right now, the Holy Ghost has a body. I'll prove it to you. The Holy Spirit does not have a physical body. But yet he appeared as a dove. But I'll tell you more than that. Oh, you're going to love this. Israel saw him every day. Israel saw the Holy Spirit every day and every night. He is the cloud and he is the fire. When Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration, there came a cloud. Who is the cloud? But the Holy Ghost. When Jesus ascended to heaven, who took him to glory? But the Holy Spirit. It says a cloud took him. Who's the cloud? When Jesus comes back, he'll come back on a cloud. Who's the cloud? But the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says, in that blessed presence of the Holy Ghost is the voice of God. In Genesis, it says, the Spirit moved and God said. Here they were on the Mount of Transfiguration. The cloud comes, and from the cloud, in the midst of the cloud, from the very cloud, the voice came and said, this is my Son. Who is the fire that rested on 120? But the Holy Spirit. John saw the Spirit of God as seven lamps before the throne. I don't want to confuse you. Let's keep it simple. He is a person. And when you treat him like a person, it'll change your life. That's what began to change my life. Your precious mama, back in 1978, I preached for her dad. Suzanne was at Evangel College. And your sweet mom came up to me. And I spoke on the Holy Spirit. And she said, Benny, who do we talk to? Do we talk to the Father or the Son or the Holy Spirit? And I gave your mom an answer that she liked very much. I said, Pauline, there's no competition in the Godhead. And she liked that very much. She said, you're right. You're right, she said. The Holy Spirit, and this is what also amazed me, is when I discovered he's God. You know, there's an amazing scripture in Isaiah 6 where Isaiah saw God. Remember that? He said he saw the Lord sitting high and lifted up. His train filled the temple. And the Lord said unto me, who shall we send? Send me, Lord. And here's what God said. Go tell these people they have eyes and see not. They have ears and hear not. Their ears are dull and their eyes are blind, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and be converted. That's in Isaiah chapter 6. Read it for yourself. I was amazed, dear Don, when I read Acts 28, verse 25, that said, so well spake the Holy Ghost unto Isaiah, saying, go unto this people and say, you have eyes but you see not, you have ears but you hear not. And I went back to Isaiah. I said, dear God, here it says the Lord said, and in Acts it says, so spake the Holy Ghost. To my amazement, I discovered the Holy Ghost is Jehovah. He is the Spirit of Jehovah. He is the Spirit of God himself. Let me ask you a question. You don't have trouble understanding yourself. You are a spirit, have a soul, live in a body. You are a trinity just like God is. You are a picture of what God is all about. God is spirit. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. The only member of the Trinity with a physical body is the Son. I have no trouble understanding God because I see myself and I say, I'm a Trinity, so why should I have trouble understanding God? It's a mystery still to me and will be till I'm until the day I see him. But when I saw and I understood that the Holy Spirit is God, I began to worship him. People get all mad at me for saying that. I don't really care. Because every one of you has praised the Holy Ghost without even you knowing it. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures. Praise Father, Son, Holy Ghost. You've all sung it. The Holy Spirit is God. And this is our problem. As long as we do not see Him as God, we'll never treat Him as God. And when we do not treat Him as God, there'll be no power in our life. He is God, the Holy Ghost. And the people said,
Amen.
And the people said,
Amen.
Now when you discover He's a person, you treat Him like one. You honor Him like one. You talk to Him like one. He talks back to you. I know the Father loves me. I know Jesus loves me. But when I discovered that the Holy Spirit loves me, it changed my life. Romans 15 says, for the love of the Spirit. It's impossible for you to love Jesus without the love of the Spirit being in you. Romans 5 says, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Who is He? He's love. He is a person. The Holy Spirit is love. The source of love is the Holy Spirit. Now listen. The minute you understand He's God, everything changes. Isaiah 40. It's an amazing chapter. It says, the nations are as a drop of a bucket and counted as nothing. They are as the small dust of the earth. And then you're stunned by one verse. Let me read it to you. Stunned by one verse. And we sometimes read the Bible and don't even pay attention. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of His hand, measured at heaven with a span, verse 12 says, comprehends the dust of the earth in a measure. And you look at verse 14, with whom took He counsel? You look at verse 15, behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket. You look at verse 17, all nations before Him are as nothing. And then your eyes are fixed to verse 13. It says, who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord? Who hath directed the Spirit of God, or being His counselor has taught Him? So who is it talking about? Behold, all nations before Him are like a drop of a bucket. Who is it talking about? The Holy Spirit. All nations before Him are as nothing. Who is He? Verse 13 says it's the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you something. I don't know if you're ready for this one, but I'll tell you. Jesus could not have come to earth without Him. Jesus could not have come to earth without the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit, the Bible says in Hebrews, it says Jesus offered Himself through the Holy Spirit. Meaning, the Holy Spirit had to literally turn God into a seed. Think about this. The eternal God. The Bible says the heavens and the heavens of heavens cannot contain Him. He who is the great I am. Eternity dwells in Him. The one who is existence itself. God does not live, God is life. The one who is limitless in power, in glory, in majesty and honor. It was the Holy Spirit who took this eternal God and turned Him into a seed and deposited that seed in the womb of a woman. I think to myself, if the Holy Spirit is so mighty to turn God into a seed, what would He do with you? If the Holy Spirit can turn God into a man, think what He can do with man. For the Bible says he disrobed himself of his heavenly form and took upon himself the form of flesh. How? By the Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit. What did the angel say to Mary? He said, the power of the highest shall come upon thee, and the holy thing within thee is the child of the Holy Ghost. You didn't think about this fact, did you? That the Holy Spirit is the Father of Christ Jesus. Did you? The angel called them the child of the Holy Ghost. When I think about Jesus, I see how dependent he became on the Spirit. Think about this. To trust himself into the hands of the Holy Ghost. To say to him, here I am. I surrender myself to you. You are the one. It be your power that will make me into a man. Conceived by the Holy Spirit. Jesus, the Son of God, anointed by the Spirit. No miracles took place in his ministry till the Holy Ghost came upon him. Led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of Satan. The Holy Spirit was completely in charge. Driven him. It says the Spirit drove him into the wilderness to be tempted. And when he came out of the desert, he came out in the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit was there the whole time. It was the Holy Spirit who took him in and brought him out. It was the Holy Spirit who kept him from sinning. You see, my brother, if the Holy Ghost is so mighty, that Jesus was so dependent on him, how much more should you trust him? It was the Holy Spirit who raised him from the dead. A preacher said to me years ago, this man of God said, he said, Benny, had Jesus failed in his mission, the Holy Spirit would not have raised Jesus from the dead. He could not have. I said, how is it possible? He said, because the Holy Spirit had his own mind, made his own decisions as a separate person from the Father and the Son. He had absolute authority on the earth. The power of the Trinity himself, the power of the Godhead himself is the Holy Spirit. Jesus so trusted the Holy Ghost as to surrender completely to him. Through the Holy Ghost, the Bible says, he offered himself. And Jesus stood in the river Jordan waiting upon the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost came right on time as he anointed him. There is Jesus in the grave, unable to raise himself without the Holy Ghost. It was the Holy Spirit who raised him from the dead. It was the Holy Spirit. Listen. I was amazed when I read Acts 1. It says, Jesus gave instructions to the apostles by the Spirit. I'm thinking, dear God, Jesus trusted the Holy Spirit when he walked in the flesh. He said to us, everything I say is by the Spirit. Everything I do is by the Holy Ghost. Casting out demons, if I by the Spirit of God cast out devils, he said. Everything he did by the power of the Spirit. And now he is giving last minute instructions by the Holy Ghost. If the resurrected Jesus needed the Holy Ghost, how much more do you? And now here's what amazed me. When Jesus comes back, he will still do it by the Spirit. For the Bible says he'll destroy Antichrist by the breath of his mouth. And who is the breath of his mouth but the Holy Ghost? Even when Jesus comes back in his glory, He'll still need the Holy Ghost to do the job. It's not by might. It's not by power. If it was by might and power, then Jesus would have done it himself. All the might they saw, all the power they saw in his ministry didn't change one of them. But when the Holy Spirit came, everything changed. Lift your hands and say, I'm ready for you, Lord. You see, the Holy Spirit is all you have. He's all you have. Your body is the temple of who? Come on, say it. Your body is the temple of who? That he would choose your body to make it his home. And I say it again to you, even though some people don't like it, I say it for emphasis. I say it to shock you. Jesus is not in your heart. The Son of God is not in your heart. He's in heaven, seated at God's right hand. Who is in your heart? The Holy Spirit. He is his spirit. It's the Holy Ghost who is in my heart and your heart. What did Jesus say? He said, you know him. He dwells with you and shall be in you. The very one you're looking at, the external Jesus, will become the internal Jesus. And that's when the change came. The change came when the external Christ became the internal Christ. And the minute he came in their hearts, he shall be in you. He shall be in you. He shall be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come unto you. I will come unto you. How? By the Spirit. He made an amazing statement one day. He said, you know him. The world cannot know him. You know him. How is it you know him? Because you know me. I've been asked many times, what is the Holy Spirit like? I have one answer. He's just like Jesus. He is the Spirit of Jesus. What is the Father like? He's just like Jesus. Jesus is the expression, the revelation of God the Father and God the Holy Ghost. Everything Jesus did, the Holy Ghost was doing in him and through him. Everything Jesus said, it was the Holy Spirit that said it through him and in him. Everything the Father said in the Old Covenant was by the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. Here you're going to stand that day, Suzanne and you, Jim, and dear Pastor Don, and Pam, and Pat. You're going to stand on that day and see the Son of God face to face. And when you see him in your new body, the Holy Ghost will be in your heart. Because Jesus said, he shall be in you forever. Forever means even in your new body. You're going to stand before the throne and see the Son of God and have him in your heart all at the same time. I will see him and carry him in my heart throughout eternity by the Spirit of God. And that's why he said, in John, I am with you forever. Now, Lord, you're on a throne. Oh, no, I'm with you forever because my Spirit is there. Don't you feel that precious anointing here? Lift your hands and welcome that blessed person who's made Jesus so real to us, who's made Jesus so close. Having not seen him, yet we love him. How? It's not by might or power, but by my Spirit, said the Lord. And he comes as we adore, and he comes as we glorify, and he comes as he magnifies Jesus. So one thing about the Holy Spirit I know. He'll never talk about it. Never talk about himself. He'll talk about Jesus all the time. He'll never testify of himself. He'll testify of Jesus. He'll never glorify himself. He'll glorify Jesus. Always. I've never known the Holy Ghost to talk about himself. That's why I have to talk about him. He'll never talk about himself, so I have to talk about him. Because he will not introduce himself. He kept that privilege for you and me. Willie, I heard Catherine say years ago, introduce him to your people and they will know Jesus a whole lot better. She said, if you introduce the Holy Spirit to your congregation, you'll bring them closer to the Son of God. Because the more you have and know the Holy Spirit, the more you know Jesus. He's so gentle. He's the only member of the Trinity easily wounded. Don't be afraid of him, I beg you. I think some Christians are afraid of him. Don't be afraid of him. He's your only friend. He's all you have. Where would you be without him? Who has sustained you in your night hours when you're alone? Who's been there for you, Sue, when you were by yourself? You say, Jesus. Darling, Jesus is in heaven and has been there for 2,000 years. How about you, James? Whose presence have you felt day and night and worshipped? The Holy Spirit. How about you, Pastor Don? Only the Holy Spirit. Who has anointed you as you've traveled the world? The Holy Spirit, trusting you with his power. Now listen. The Bible says in Romans 8, for the law of the Spirit of life hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Therefore, it is impossible to live righteously without complete surrender to the Holy Spirit. Because only the Holy Spirit can deliver us from sin. You can't fight sin. Only a fool believes you can fight sin. Sin will ruin you and destroy you. But the Holy Spirit gives you that power. The Bible says we mortify the deeds of the body through the Spirit. If you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Pastor Bob, I've been there. You know I've been there. I told you already last night I've been there. Without the Holy Spirit, I was almost destroyed. But I said, I know where to go. I know how to find life. I did in the past, and I'll do it again. He's a person. He's a precious person. And I'm here to tell you, John, I'm here to tell all of you, he's back in my bedroom. The Holy Ghost is back in my bedroom. He is back in my personal life. People, listen. He can walk away. If you grieve him, he's gone. But he's not far. I've discovered something real precious. It's very hard for him to leave. It's very easy for him to come back. He rejoices in coming back because he loves you. Lift your hands and tell him you need him. Come on. You need him. We all need him. We all walk away because of our foolishness. We all walk away because of our confusion. We all walk away because we get tired of being beaten down and harassed, distracted by men and women and the flesh. Walk in the Spirit. The word in the Spirit means in unison with him. You'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. One of these days, there will be no mommy and no daddy around you. Your friends will forsake you, guaranteed. Your brothers and sisters are going to walk away. Or maybe die before you do. What are you going to do when you're by yourself? All alone. You'll never be alone if he's there. You'll never be alone if He's there. And He will be there. He is the Spirit of Jesus. He is Jesus through the Holy Ghost. Lift your hands and love Him right now. You know, I as you lift your hands, I want you to do something. I know you've told Jesus you love Him many times, and He knows that. I know you've told the Father you love Him. He knows that. But why don't you tell the Holy Spirit that you love Him? Where would you be without Him? He's the one who revealed Jesus to you. He's the one that's kept you in the faith. Let's stand up and welcome Him. Don't you feel it in this room? Lift your hands and love Him. Come on. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in. Lift your voices to Him. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, Thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome. Thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, Thou art welcome. People of God, we are welcoming Him. We are welcoming Him in our lives. Not in this building. He does not dwell in buildings made of stone. He dwells in vessels of clay. Place your hands on your body as you sing it again. He's welcome there in your hearts and lives, in your temple. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, Thou art welcome. Thou art welcome in. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and see the Son of God at God's right hand. It is the Holy Spirit who makes Jesus so real to you. It's the Holy Spirit who opens your heart, removing the scales off your eyes, that you see the Son of Almighty God, whose eyes are as fire, whose hair is white as wool, whose face shines brighter than the sun, whose appearance so glistening bright. He's altogether lovely. Jesus. Altogether lovely one, Jesus. Precious. so holy, so pure, so righteous, so perfect. In all your ways, you're perfect. I give you praise. I give you the praise. Just once, holy, holy are you, Lord. Can you hear the sound of heaven? Just once. Lift your hands and love him. This is a marvelous anointing here. Holy.
Holy. Holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The elders and angels bow, the redeemed worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy are you, Lord. The elders and angels bow, the redeemed worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Just a whisper. Shh. Lift your hands to heaven now. Every eye closed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's all over you, Pastor Don. It's all over you, Pastor Don. Hallelujah. It's all over you, my brother. That's marvelous, is the anointing. Marvelous is the Holy Spirit. Marvelous is the Holy Ghost. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Those of you sick in body, place your hand on that sickness. I rebuke that sickness. I command that pain to leave. I command that spirit of infirmity to go. In Jesus' name. Now lift your hands to receive your healing. It's all over here. So great is the anointing of the Holy Ghost. A fresh anointing on William, a fresh anointing. A fresh anointing on my dear brother. A fresh anointing on William. A fresh anointing on Donnie, a fresh anointing on Donnie. I rebuke every sickness in this auditorium. Jim, Suzanne, there's healings happening all over here. There's a lady to my left over there, Sue, with arthritis in her left hip. God has just healed her. Cancer of the bone has just been healed. Everyone, lift your voices and pray in the Holy Ghost out loud. Jose, go help Suzanne. Somebody with a muscle condition has just been healed. You feel tremendous heat on you. Cancer of the throat has been just been healed. Everyone, lift your voices, pray out loud. Out loud. Somebody's ears have just popped open. Somebody's ears have just popped open. I give you praise for this wonderful Jesus. A tumor is disappearing of somebody's throat. There's tremendous, a great anointing for arthritis here. Everybody lift your voices, lift your hands and pray out loud in the Spirit. Those of you with arthritis, step into the nearest aisle and release your faith. The minute you do, the power of God will come on you. Those with arthritis, step to the nearest aisle and begin to release your faith. God will heal you instantly. The pain will leave your body. As soon as you get in the aisle, begin to move your legs and arms. Bend down, touch your toes. Just move that part of the body and you'll find the pain will go instantly. Kurt Shellstrom, get in the aisles. Quickly. Donnie, get in the aisles. Help the people. William, get in the aisles. Help the people. Begin to release your faith. Don't come forward. Do not come forward till I tell you. Begin to just move your legs up and down. Move your arms. Move your neck. Bend down. Touch your toes. The minute you release your faith, the pain will leave your body. Everyone lift your hands and pray in the Holy Ghost while they do that. Rebecca, help me. Come on, Rebecca, quickly, honey. Get in the aisles. The minute you move your body, the pain will leave you. The minute the pain leaves you, you need to walk around the building and come stand on the side here. The minute the pain leaves your... Nobody come forward. No security. I don't need you right now. The minute the pain leaves your body, keep moving, keep moving, keep moving. Don't stop. That anointing is here. That anointing is here present. The minute the pain leaves your body, come around the church auditorium and line up over here to the right of the auditorium. The minute the pain leaves you, some of you have been healed of other ailments. Bring her up here, Suzanne, right there, honey, quick, on that side. Jim, get that microphone so you can tell me what's going on. But I want the people who are being healed to come and line up over here on the side. Everybody, please lift your hands and receive. Lift your hands and receive. Lift your hands and receive from the Lord. Somebody has a tumor under your left arm. The tumor just left you. The tumor just left on the balcony. You're on the balcony. Somebody up on the balcony with a tumor under your left arm. That tumor is gone. Many of you feel, and some of you felt, like electricity or heat go through your body. If you felt that anointing for healing, come out of your seat and line up over here. If God has healed you, darling, come. Somebody help her to go walk over there. Come on, quick. Jim, what happened to the lady?
This lady has arthritis.
Have Suzanne, you need to all go in the line. You need to go all in the line over there. Get in the line. Get in the line. Get in the healing line. Quickly. Get in the healing line. One behind the other. And Suzanne, come, honey, and help me over here. Quick. What happened, Jim?
This dear lady had arthritis so bad in the hands that she could not bend them. I asked her to go like this, and the Lord touched her.
Look at that, she says. How long have you had it for, dear?
Yeah, for about a week, maybe. And for the last 2-3 days, I could barely touch it. It hurts so bad. I couldn't.
Thank God, honey. Suzanne needs a microphone. Can I get another microphone? Can we get another microphone? Can we get another microphone? For one for Jim, one for Sue. You just keep the red one. She keeps the yellow one. Let's pick her up. Let the Lord lead you, please. Oh, the glory of His presence. Help her down. Sue.
15 years she had back problems with her disc. She felt tonight that it was stretched out. Her back was stretched out. And she believed
and
the
she had troubles
her.
In her disc.
In her disc for 15 years in her
Pardon
back.
Pardon me.
It was been in my lower back, and it's been hurting off and on for like about 15 years. But tonight it felt like something just stretched out in my back.
Dear Jesus, dear Jesus, dear Jesus, dear Jesus. Take your seats, please. Take your seats. Somebody just say, praise the Lord. Help her up, guys. Bring her here. Bring her. Bring her here. What are you feeling on your body now, dear?
I feel pretty good right now. I feel real good. My back feels like it's completely stretched out. It would hurt at night when I'd go to bed and I'd lay down and I'd have to put a pillow up under my leg to keep it from hurting.
But you're having a spiritual experience now. It's a spiritual experience happening, dear. A beautiful experience. That's the power of God all over that woman. Help her up. That's beautiful on you. Feel a little drunk? Yeah, yes. Help her down. Let the Lord lead you there, Gregory. Sue, Jim.
Arthritis from the bottom of his right heel up to his knee. It left 5 minutes ago in the worship set.
Dear Jesus, I thank you for the anointing. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Sue.
For 5 years, she had neuropathy in her feet. For 2 years, she's been walking with a cane, totally free from the pain, and no longer needs this cane. Back.
Kyle, you help the people. Let the other gentleman come catch. Let this gentleman come help me. Come, doll. You had. Tell me one more time.
I had neuropathy, and I had to stop singing. I'm almost 85 years old and serve the Lord all these years.
And what happened tonight?
And what happened tonight? The glory of the Lord came down.
And the pain left you.
And the pain is gone. And I'm able to move my legs. And maybe I'll sing in the choir again.
I hope you will, doll. Help her up, guys. Help her down, gentlemen. Easy. Jim.
Arthritis in the back has been healed tonight in the presence of the Lord.
It just left.
Just left.
Where was it, sir?
His back.
In the back? How long?
About 2 years. I went to the hospital. I froze up, and I had to be hauled off, and, you know, and so... I'm just
whom the Son sets free is free completely and indeed. That's a marvelous anointing on you. That's a beautiful anointing, sir. Lord, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet flows that precious anointing. Oh, that's beautiful in Jesus' name. Sue,
she had pain in her legs and her knees for 10 years, Benny. When you said come out, she walked into the aisle and the pain has left.
The pain is gone. Lord, I worship you. I give you praise for this. Oh, that's marvelous on you.
She was scheduled for a knee replacement. Tonight, the power of the Holy Spirit came on her, and she has no pain.
The surgery was planned for when?
He's trying to make me wait for 2 years. He's giving me shots, but I'm on pain medicine for 2.5 years.
And what happened tonight?
No pain medicine, and look.
Let me see you walk up and down the stairs. She said, look, I can do it. Jesus, dear Jesus, dear Jesus. Dear, 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 dear Jesus. Agnus Dei. Help her down. Sue.
She had arthritis and was in a lot of pain, and tonight she is totally free from the pain.
Lord, we rebuke this arthritis. The spirit of arthritis will never come back on this dear woman. In the name of the one whom I serve, every wet hole. Jim, what happened to her?
This lady.
Don't touch her.
This lady had pelvic mesh put into her and it failed, and she was in tremendous pain and pressure. Tonight, the pressure is completely gone. And the Lord has touched her.
That's the power of God. That's the power of God. That's the Holy Spirit on these people. Just lift your hands and thank Him. It's precious here. Help them out both. Never again, dear. It's never going to come back again.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is the pain totally gone from you?
Yes. Yes.
It was in your back?
I was having pain in my back because all of my organs were just down. I mean, just totally down. And 2 months ago, I went to a surgeon, and he told me that there wasn't anything that they could do, and I knew Jesus was going to heal me, and I've been waiting. God gave me a vision of you, and I was on the floor, and that Jesus had healed me.
Lord, I thank you.
It's a great anointing on you.
It's a great anointing on you, ladies. Dear God. I want you all to stand. Everybody stand. Come on. Everybody stand. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence. Help her down. Easy. Kurt, you need to come help these men. Come on, help her up. I need somebody here. Yeah, you stay up here with us, Cody. Sue, remain standing, please, saints.
2 days last week, she went to the doctor and the hospital. She's been in so much pain. They said she had arthritis in the blood. They refused to give her pain medication because they didn't want her to become addicted. Yeah. The power of God came on her tonight. She's totally free from
one
pain.
One more time.
2 days last week, she went to the doctor and the hospital. They told her she had arthritis in the blood. And they would not give her any pain medication because they didn't want her to be addicted. And tonight, the power of God came on her. She's totally free from pain. First time in 8 years.
What do you mean by in the blood?
Well, I went to, a week ago, I went to the hospital, and I couldn't walk. I drove myself there, and I told the nurses in the hospital I had been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. They told me that all they could give me was 2 shots of some little bottle of pain pill. And that's the best they could do for me. I need to see a rheumatoid doctor. So they gave me the medicine. It didn't help. So I went on home and I called my insurance company and told them I was in pain, and I knew I had rheumatoid arthritis. So they told me to go to a specialist the next 2 days. So I went to the specialist the next 2 days, and he wouldn't give me anything. He said, I'm not going to let you get addicted to pain medication. He said, but I can tell you now your rheumatoid is in your blood. Your arthritis is in your blood. And he said, I'll see you on the end of the month. Well, the end of the month ain't got here yet.
What happened tonight?
I'm healed.
How do you know?
When you told me to come out of the aisle and just receive it, I received it in the aisle. My back still had a little pain in it. So I kneeled down. I did everything you told me that I could do.
Let me see you do it. People, let's give the Lord a mighty hand. Look at that lady. Dear Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy. Mercy. Now, dear, you go back to your doctor and have him retest you because there's nothing wrong with you. I think I came here just for you. Somebody say, praise the Lord. What happened to
Pastor,
the lady?
2 years ago, she fell, had a bad accident. She's been in pain. She could not walk without pain. As soon as she stepped into the aisle, the pain left. She feels heat all through her body.
My knees.
She's been believing God for her healing. Dear Jesus, I give you the praise, and we love you so dearly. God Almighty. Oh, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Pick her up, guys. Dear Jesus, dear Jesus. That's the Holy Spirit all over you, honey. That's the Holy Spirit all over you. Why is she crying?
She's had degenerating disc disease due to Crohn's disease for 10 years. She's had to walk with a cane for the last couple of years. Tonight she realized that she went out and forgot it, but she's walking without the cane perfectly tonight. Free from pain.
And how long has she used the cane for?
For a couple of years.
God bless you, dog.
But she's had this disease for 10 years.
Pardon?
I've had it for 10 years.
You've had what for 10 years?
Crohn's disease, and it's caused me to have degenerating disc disease in my whole back. Tonight, when I stepped in the aisle, I didn't even think I was going to make it here. And God has healed me because I can feel it in my body. I can bend. He's given me life. My life is back. I can move.
She said, my life is back. People, come on. Can we give the Lord a mighty hand one more time? Jesus! Oh, that's glory. Help her up, guys.